Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Savage. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Savage. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. And now, play ball. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley strikes out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zarrilla moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Heath moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. Judnick moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman throws the ball in to Handley, who tags Christman, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McQuinn moves to second. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Handley moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick is walked intentionally. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steinbach throws the ball into Suter, who tags Berardino trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Zarrilla scores. Judnick moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief bunts for an out with unknown description. Christman moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Savage fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Savage. Christman scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobb's now playing right field. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncrief strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Derry pinch hits for Bob Savage. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Fowler now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Handley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 3 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski strikes out. 1 out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 4, Browns, 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McQuinn strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 2 in the game. Moncrief strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 4 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Handley bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Rosar hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Steinbach scores. McCuskey goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Athletics. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 4 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar scores. It's 7-4, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 4 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.